It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Including never-before-seen performance and behind-the-scenes images. And for the first time, the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, with 35 tracks on CD and vinyl.
Only at Target.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holiday. That's why as a MyLowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals on holiday decor, tools, and more. And you earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, that's a downer of a way to start the show. So, I had my headset on, and then I took one ear off, and I said, you know, I'm thinking to myself about the show and how I'm going to open, and I overhear Guru say, I love you, buddy. And I'm like, dude, I love you too. You were talking to Carter. You weren't saying it to me.
I got a special relationship, Stoney.
I'm thinking, what a great way to start the show. Guru loves me.
Yeah.
He's talking about Carter.
I put up with you every day. What's up, Thirsty
hey,
Thursdays?
Man. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm hanging in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, look. Go ahead.
You good?
Yeah, it's like Top Gun. Have my back. You don't got to tell the people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Today's going to be, yeah, we're going to, yeah, you know what I remember? I remember back in the mid-80s, Larry Bird, they were in a series against the Hawks.
Okay.
They were up 3-2, and whatever. The Hawks wanted to send it to a seventh game, and Larry Bird said, boy, they missed a big opportunity last night, the Hawks did. And what I see on Sunday is a big win for the Boston Celtics. So what I see today, I see a big win for Guru and Steiny.
Let's
today.
Go, baby.
A big win.
I like
All
it.
All right, listen, we've been into the Clay stuff, and rightfully so. Clay comes back with Dallas on Tuesday. What a night. We talk about it Wednesday. And you realize, hey, the 49ers are in the middle of their week playing a team that was once maybe their biggest rival. And we're halfway through the season, Goo, and I was thinking about, boy, what did we talk about for so much of the offseason? Brock Purdy.
Yeah, look at you.
Well, let's talk about Brock Purdy today.
Mm.
Halfway through this season, we all know it's a big season for him, and I'm not interested in so much, well, what are they going to pay him?
Right.
I'm more interested in how do you assess his year so far, just this year? They're 5-4. He's played all 9 games, and we've got enough sample size this season to make a judgment and an assessment. So how, if I'm asking 49er fans, how are you feeling about Brock Purdy this year? What kind of year has Brock Purdy had? What would you say?
I'm going to shout out Miss Gilbert, Cabello Elementary, Stoney. Oh. My fourth grade teacher, you met her. She came by to Oracle a couple years ago.
That's right.
Still doing well. I'm going to give a letter grade.
No, you know what? Let's give a number grade. From 1 to 10.
Okay, all right. Before
ten,
we do it, can ten, I got a surprise the for best. You. Okay, oh, I got a okay. surprise. Carter, play it.
Oh, no.
Sets his feet. Throwing an end zone for Kittle. Oh, he put it down! He did! Touchdown!
That was the touchdown in the fourth quarter to... I think I disappointed you. You probably thought it was a gift. But it was the touchdown pass where... Purdy played with the defensive line, went up, went back, and then dropped that Mahomes type of ball like pigeon boo-boo right in the lap of George Kittle. Stoney, I'm a type of guy that I don't forget those plays. There's good, the bad, the ugly, but you want a number this season? Brock Purdy's been an 8.5. I want to say 9. I'm going to say 8.5. I have no qualms about whatever the dollar figure is going to be. My biggest takeaway is this man has added to his repertoire his leg game, his escapability, his mobility, and his ability to throw the ball on the run. Now, I will say this. When he does miss, there's not pretty miss, right? But I do see some, oh, Brock, that was like the Arizona game. The first throw to Debo, out route, it was off. Some throws last week against Tampa, high. But that happens, and if it's an incompletion, it's an incompletion. So I think I'm doing too much in my assessment. But the bottom line is, this man played 8 games. Brock Purdy quarterbacked 8 games. I feel like I'm going long, Stoney. 8 games with no Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yes, you're right.
And still was Brock Purdy. So I'm giving him an 8.5, and I think this guy's got – this is his team for the four, study the next 5 to 7 years. This is the guy they're going to battle with.
Yeah.
You got a problem with anything I said?
No, I don't, actually, because I'm in there talking to Nahegan before the show, and I'm like, you know, we got to talk about Purdy because we're halfway through this season, and it's, you know, it's a significant season for Brock Purdy. And I think, you know, we talked about him so much before the season. Let's revisit it at the halfway point.
I love it.
And he said to me, what do you think? And I'm like, well, I mean, he's going to be their quarterback. Like, he's their quarterback. And I don't know what they're going to pay him, but he's the guy, right? I mean, he's going to be the quarterback.
Why wouldn't he
and
be?
And Hegan
right?
goes, well, And he starts looking at his numbers and saying, yeah, probably right now. And I'm like, what do you mean probably? And he said, well, you know, anyway, he was not quite as rock solid about, oh, he is the guy. I'm just looking at last year, Purdy, 69% completion percentage. This year, 65.
Okay.
So he's down 4 points. Touchdowns last year, 31 to 11. 31 touchdowns, 11 picks, and this year it's 12 touchdowns, 7 picks.
Now, keep in mind, 8 games without McCaffrey.
I get that. I get that. I don't know if I'd go an 8. I think I'll
go an 8.5.
I think I'll go a 7.
Okay,
I think I'll go a 7 for Purdy. I think he's been really good, but their record is 5-4.
But I feel like
they let 2 games get away. If they were 7-2, I'd probably give them a 9. If they were 6-3, I'd give them an 8. But they're 5-4, so I'm giving him a 7.
Well,
by and large, he's been very good, but
it doesn't
I'm giving
sound
him
like
a 7. I'm giving him a 7.
Stoney, hey, is your grade? Yeah. I got to be honest. I'm shocked because I feel like it's low. Because forget the record. I can make an argument, or one could, how great was he in the 4 wins? So with that, what about, I feel like you're not giving any credence to the fact that McCaffrey has not played the first 8 games.
Maybe.
Like, for
And I know you're fixated, and rightfully so, on the win-loss record, but imagine had they he had that tool to work with. That's how I'm grading him.
But I can't do that. I can't grade him on believing they'd be 7-2 with McCaffrey.
Even if you've seen it already in the past, like last year.
Well, that's what I'm really focused on is just this year. So when we take into account Brock Purdy's play, yes, you have to take into account the injuries, and I do. I just feel like, whether we like it or not, he didn't let two games slip away, but they did, and he's the quarterback. I still think 7's a pretty good number.
Wow.
And I think that he's set up to finish the season at an 8 or 9, if he's at a 7 now. But, I mean, he's the guy, right? I mean,
there's no doubt.
Are we done with any kind of doubt about whether Brock Purdy is going to be this team's quarterback for the foreseeable future?
I am, and we got our guy Carter Chickering in for Evan. Carter, I'm going to just throw it to what number would you give him, 1 through 10, Purdy? 8.5, and I feel bad it's not a 9.
I'm at about an 8.5, too, and okay. I was going to point out that last year everything went right for the offense as far as injuries and all that. They didn't have to deal with any of this. This year he's had so much thrown at him as far as Debo's out these games, McCaffrey's out these games, Ayuk's out for the year. What you can do with the sets that they do and just the offense in general, the plays they call, completely changes then game to game. And because of that, I think it's a lot of different stuff this year.
You didn't even mention that great stuff. You didn't even mention, and I'm not mad at you, football mad at you, but there are some people that got to put some respect on Ayuk's name. It's Ayuk's fault. He chose to held out. He got paid. But we never once say, has Purdy's job become, a little more difficult without Ayuk at his best?
Probably. I'm weighing it all. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy and the Niners are halfway through the year. They play Seattle on Sunday at 1:05 at Levi's Stadium to go to 6-4 with a win. Brock Purdy was the talk of the offseason. How much is he going to make? We can get into that if you want, but I'm more interested in how has Brock Purdy played this year in your mind? Is he better than last year? Is he worse? Is he about the same? Where are you with Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570. And I'll just throw this one out there right away. And this is kind of what I'm talking about from the 650 on the Comcast business text line. McCaffrey or not, he's been worse than last year. That's the bottom line.
And that was, and I know we're up against it.
Yeah.
Do you think opposing defenses and the coordinators have caught up or bridged the gap with one Brock Purdy? I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I know their offense isn't humming like it was last year, so how much is that Purdy?
Well,
how
it
much
is up to the red zone, Scott.
How much is that the injuries? 888-957-9570 is the number. It's time to talk about Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers and what kind of year our young quarterback has had. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Is there anybody out there that isn't a true believer? Well, I shouldn't say a true believer, but is there anybody out there that thinks Brock Purdy still hasn't proven that he's going to be the long-term, or at least for the foreseeable future, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers? How would you assess his season this year? Because this was such a big year for him. Here's a couple ones real quick, just to get us rolling.
Yep.
And these are all from the Comcast Business text line, and we'll jump into some calls. 262, 4 or 5 more red zone touchdowns, and it would be an 8.5. He's got to tighten the screws on that part of his game. That's from the 262 goo. 925, I would rather try to bring Sam Darnold back and pay him $20 to $30 million than paying Purdy $50 to $60 million. All right. And this is from our good friend Lori Matthews in Phoenix.
Talk to her. She's last always night. Yeah, we did a Spaces, the boss and I, about the state of radio. A shout out to Tolbert and John Lund. And she joined in. We were waiting on you, but
I wasn't invited.
Well, we thought you knew, and you were texting the boss, and he was airing you out on the Spaces. But now I don't think you were trolling, knowing we were doing it.
I wasn't trolling. I didn't know you guys were on Spaces.
Yeah.
And now I know that you were on Spaces and I wasn't invited.
Oh, my God.
Well, Carter.
You know what? You guys want to do that kind of thing? After I told you I love... Matthews, 480. Brock is at least an 8.
Yes.
He went into the offseason thinking he'd have Christian McCaffrey and had to adjust to having Jordan Mason. Other guys in and out of the lineup. He's still playing at a high level. Just the injury factor impacts the chemistry component. So she's got him at an 8 at least. And, not a huge difference between a 7 and an 8.
I do believe an 8 is a B. A 7 is a C. Norm didn't play C.
Not my grading curve. 7's like an A- for me.
Like, I'm still over here shocked and shook a little bit that you give him 7 because he was without arguably his best offensive player. And on top of that, while you stepped out during the break, Carter and I were talking. Carter asked me, hey, Goo, remember Kaepernick was on top of the world? And I do. I was all bought in. Now, I got to part ways with Carter on this. The league did to a degree figure Kaepernick out, I believe. But there also was the political stuff why he vanished. Are you giving Brock a 7 because you still think there's a domino out there to where he's still got to show me more?
No, I think he's just got to play a little better. I think he's been good. I think Brock Purdy's been good. I just don't think he's been great.
And I don't either. That's why I said an 8.5. But again, they're 5-4. He held it down without McCaffrey. And it's more than just stats with me. Stoney, now there is a number I don't like, the John Elway in the interception column. 7 through 9 games, and you got 8 left. So that you know, if I had to bet, I'm like, hopefully he don't throw another one, but you would bet I'd feel comfortable saying he'll throw more than he did last year. But my biggest takeaway is, I mean, how many times have we come in here and talked about his athleticism? And then I know this is not part of the exercise, but if Dak Prescott is the highest paid quarterback and Trevor Lawrence is tied for the second highest, Jordan Love right behind him, Tua, again, worry about what's going on in your home, right, Stoney? But, I mean, this dude, this is his home. This is his team. What else do you have?
Well, you don't have anything and behind him. But the question is has he, you know, is he...
Yeah, this year. That's the case. You said this year.
If you're going to pay a franchise quarterback money, then Purdy has to go and win some games that they need him to take on. 888-957-9570. Just a couple here. 213's got him at a 7.5. 650's got him at a 7.95.
Which is better than a 7. And the 7.5 I'll take.
And I have a 7.5 from the 408 I give Purdy. He's been slightly inconsistent within each game, but he finds a way to turn it around. Injuries have hit hard before and during the season. Other teams won't feel bad. There you go.
But again, I double back to this. I feel like I'm double talking, Stoney. It wouldn't be the first time, but, you know, I'm one of those dudes, Warren Moon, my favorite quarterback, man. He could spin that ball, and there's sometimes the Arizona game comes to mind, and tell me if I'm doing too much of nitpicking, Stoney, but I see some passes that are errant. I'm like, Brock, well, it's early. You hadn't got hit. So then there's some throws where they're high, and I'm like, man, that reminded me of Jimmy. And just when I think, you know what, I'm about to write this down, I'm concerned. To play the Kittle in the back with a beautiful ball. So he always answers the call when I'm doubting him the most. So, you know, again, I won't give him, I'm not going to say he's an A, but if, who was the texter you just read said, the red zone problems. I think that's a Kyle issue more than any player.
Yeah,
that's just me.
I just give them all the blame for that. Right. And part of it's got to go, part of it's got to go on Brock Purdy. I mean, again, I think he's been really solid, but his completion percentage and his touchdown interception ratio has gotten a little worse since last year. And I understand that there's circumstances, but you know what? Too bad. You got a quarterback the team you got.
Steiny, what would you give him as a grade for last year then?
An A. Oh, you didn't ask me.
Probably 8.5. Nine.
For last year?
Dude, he was great last year.
But why not an A? Or nine, a 9?
He was maybe the best quarterback in 49ers franchise history, according to the stats. According to the statistics.
Oh, stop. I'm not a Purdy lover, Stoney. He was an MVP candidate going into that Christmas game with Lamar.
I'm giving the guy an 8.5, and that's not good enough for him?
No, it just gives us perspective of why you're giving him a 7 when he was fantastic last year. That was almost a perfect game, regular season.
Please.
Steiny, up until the Baltimore game.
What about the
game?
3 straight losses?
He overcame like Martin Luther.
He didn't have his left tackle.
Or Debo.
He hasn't had a left tackle this year either.
Dude, I'm worried about his streak of all pro 71. It might come to a halt, Steiny.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You put a number on it then. I said what I said.
Boy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving Purdy a 7 this year. Last year, I would have given him 8.5.
That's incredible.
It's fair.
I don't know which one bothers me. Yeah, it's the last year that bothers me most. He was an MVP candidate about 3 weeks left. He fell off.
All right. Now you guys are putting me in a position to have to do. He wasn't even a team MVP last year, let alone the league MVP. Take your 7 and get better. That's what I would say. All right, 888-957-9570. Keep in mind, I'm also saying he hasn't shown me anything to lead me to believe he's not the quarterback of the future.
Well, I'm there already.
Sparky in Alameda. What's going on, Spark? How you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you guys. And you know what, Stanley? I'll agree with you. 7 is more than fair enough.
Here's why. Sparky. Wow.
Thank you very much.
He chokes.
He chokes
in the most important time.
Oh boy!
He chokes in the Super Bowl, there you go. When you're swimming on a swamp, you can swim like a goldfish, but then you go to a gator. Are you a gator or you're a goldfish? You don't choke. And gentlemen, I'm not going to talk about the words, although it was a great game. But you know what? We did like the challenge.
Are you a gator or a goldfish?
Sparky, call me crazy, but don't be a stranger.
Dude.
He's been a goldfish this year. He hasn't been an alligator.
He just drove him down the yard to get a field goal against Tampa. Kept the play alive against...
Almost fumbled.
The fourth quarter.
Like, you know what's funny, though?
Seriously? I almost got in a car accident. Stoney, it don't count. My premium doesn't go up.
Can you name a time where he's failed a game-winning drive? Dude. I can't.
Carter, we can't.
Off the top of my head.
How about the Rams?
The Ram game when they got
the
ball.
Okay, name another one.
Three turnovers in the second half.
Yeah, but my point is...
Minnesota, they were down 6, had the ball. It was to go take the lead, and they...
They were losing that game.
6-5-0. Steiny's grading I thought he said it's good. Steiny's grading system is not good.
Yeah, I'd
switch classes if he were my professor.
You're one have to call the parent to go.
What the hell is going on?
Because because the last year 8.5 explains this year 7. That's all. He was phenomenal last year, man.
Right.
I thought he was going to fall off. He has not.
Yes, and he has.
Well, no.
It's not the numbers.
The task is because.
The numbers show
okay, so
he's
you lose your number one
bit.
And the number Dang. One running back. I'm grading
what
curve.
Have you done for me lately, league?
And he's five up, four down.
Yeah, that's disappointing. He's the head of the snake.
But team-wide, he don't play defense. We're not even
I didn't give him a four. I gave him a 7.
Well, then we're having fun. What do you want? What more do you want to see? Because he has command when he's on. He escapability checks all the boxes.
I want to see him get his numbers
get away from him, though.
Exactly.
I'm seeing some Cheech and Chong throws.
How about that? More throws have gotten away
from
him this year.
But incompletion is just an incompletion. He had 11 last week. So it don't matter how ugly the incompletion is. I'm checking my own self. I'm like, ooh, that was. But I'm like, okay, he only missed 11 on the day. And drove him down to get the field goal.
The problem I have with Sparky is. You started out great.
Fish.
He agreed with me. But then he was so preposterous about the choking. Then he loses his credibility. But let me be clear, I don't lose mine.
And the Super Bowl wasn't on Brock. That was the offensive line.
All right, let's do it this way. What would a 7 be equivalent to in a grade? To me, it would be like a B.
Now, C minus D plus comes to mind, right?
A 5 is a
7
C.
And a half is a C plus. A 7 was like, dude, you're almost Dr.
Why did we do the number system if I didn't even understand? My thing would be 9 or 10 is an A. 7 or 8 is a B in the B range.
Right, 80%.
5 and 6 is a C. And if he was terrible, I'd give him a 3.
Right. And he's not been that.
A 5 would be a 50, which is
an
F.
Dude, you bring an F home to norm.
We are doing it.
I
don't consider a 5 an F. I consider it a C because it's average out of 10. That's just me, though.
I wish we could erase what you just said.
What?
The 5's really... the 5 is half. It's an F. It's not like a 7. It's 50%.
Okay.
But you just said my 5
is
like a 7. Oh,
so,
boy.
Okay, in your grading system...
Yeah.
There's no scenario which he could get less than a 5.
Oh, no, not at all.
See?
They would have to be 2 and 5.
They almost were.
No, Steiny.
Come on.
You want to redo this? We'll let you fix your system, scoring system.
This is where my compatriots come to support me. There aren't a lot of them out there. But when they hear me getting accused like this, they come to my rescue. 888-957-9570. It's a 7.
Wow.
I'm giving Purdy a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 this year.
I can't wait for Willen and Dibbs already.
Oh, God.
But no, seriously, Stoney, I'm not. It's your grade. It's your grade. I just think you're being hard. That's all. And Carter, too. Like, we're not ganging up on you.
You know what it's telling me? You guys were terrible students. Telling me.
Someone said a 3.5 is a C in Steiny's grading system.
Oh, man! Dude, that is Steiny.
Okay. 7 of 10 is 70%. That's literally a C. I shouldn't have asked what the grading equivalent is. Because the grading equivalent, there is none. We're doing the numbers. We're doing on a scale of
numbers
1 to 10.
Numbers, yeah.
That we're using numbers, not letters. There is no correlation.
2,400 yards, 12 up,
when?
7 down. He's got 2,454 yards on the season.
All down from a year ago.
But
I'm just
told
saying.
Me to forget a year. You said goo is
right,
and it was hard for me.
That's true.
You said forget last year. It's just this year.
Right. But you still have to use what he's been. And if he were having the same kind of, like, if I gave him an 8.5 last year, I can't give him an 8.5 this year.
Yeah. And I can't read your, boy, it'd be hard. I can't read your mind, but to me, it feels like you're holding Brock Purdy accountable
for the team.
Like, the team gets a C, and I feel like you're coming at him with the ailments on the defensive side of the ball and the special teams. Sonny.
I'm surprised.
You know I'm real. I'll hand out a D as fast as possible. 12 up, 7 down. I didn't have my number one wideout or the best player on the team, and I kept it alive. I kept us afloat.
So, how are you docking him any points for blowing two 10-point leads as the quarterback of our team.
Yeah.
Like what, 0.1?
About 0.4. But no, I take that into account. But why did they blow those leads? Did he get lost on the 2-2 Atwell bomb? Did he allow the punt return from the Rams?
Who's to the
get
most it? Important player on the team?
I just, wow. You're hard, man.
415, and this guy coming to my rescue. This is Philmo Mike. I agree with Steiny. And 7 is perfect, and the grading scale is also correct. Philmo!
Yeah, he's just helping you out. He wrote that.
No, there's a lot of 7.5 is fair for Purdy. All right, there we go. Right. There we go. God, you know what's funny? I come in today. Yeah, this is good. This is a lot of fun with this. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give him a 7. That'll keep people off me.
Dude, wow, man.
All right, Doug's in Berkeley. Get us going, Doug. How right is Matt Steinmetz this morning? Boy.
Matt, in terms of the number, I think you're very close. I'd say 7.5.
All right.
But I have another issue, and it's more of a chronic issue. McCaffrey's great. I wish he'd been playing all season. I knew he wasn't running because how much he was being used last year. But I did watch the NFC Championship game 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I did see Brock Purdy get hurt. And I did see us be able to do nothing. And so I know what I'm going to say is controversial.
Uh-oh.
But Brock Purdy is the most valuable player on this team. We had everybody else in that game,
Damn. And
we couldn't do anything. As far as today's comments go, again, I like your grading, but the particular comments and the rationale, Goose got you today.
Oh, Goose, my man. I'm kidding.
Goose got you today. I think there's a discrepancy between the discussion and the grading system. But really, let's give Brock Purdy a little bit more credit.
No doubt. I am.
Hold on. I'll give him an 8 for this.
I'm with you.
Okay. It's just 7 and 8. It's 1 point difference.
Nah.
Here's the other thing. I said, let me make this clear. Yeah. Brock Purdy was not the MVP of the team last year.
Okay.
He is this year.
Right.
He's had to be.
And to the
so I'm not saying
point,
he's not the team MVP this year.
He's made some great points, but I will say what he cited about the NFC Championship game, I don't fault anybody because the Niners were blindsided, right? You go into that game, you didn't prepare to have the offense run without Brock Purdy, and you just had to deal with that on the fly. So I don't know how you were going to come out of that. But at the end of the day, I mean, that's a heavy compliment for Brock when you say Scotty, he's the MVP.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been hurt. So he's been the MVP.
You guys are gonna laugh. If I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever he's doing, chilling with Mia, I just wonder what he would have looked like when it was all said and done had he been able to quarterback multiple games.
I would have probably given him a 4.
With McCaffrey. Like, would they have gotten to the same plateau? Because we can laugh and squawk.
No.
I don't. It Jimmy, he's done everything Brock's done. Lost the NFC Championship game and lost to a Super Bowl. Lost in the Super Bowl. Just think about that.
All right, listen.
Without McCaffrey.
We're having fun today.
Yeah.
We're halfway through the season, and the Niners are – don't forget, the Niners are 5-4.
1-0 in the second half.
5-4. Yeah. And so we've got ourselves a quarterback in Brock Purdy that we've got to make a decision on. Now, I want to be clear as day from everything I've seen from Brock Purdy over the course of his career. He's going to be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. They're going to find a number. I don't really care what the number is. Find a number, and boom, we're ready to go with Brock Purdy for the next 3 to 5 years.
Bang.
But I think he could be better this year. I think he's been.
Well, I'm not saying
I think
that.
He's been good. I don't think he's been great.
What if I tell you I am so. Ja Rule's an old rapper
sure.
from New York, Stoney.
Yeah.
He had a great song, Mesmerized. What if I'm mesmerized by his escapability? Brock Purdy. He's not Michael Vick, but I'm wild, Stoney. Are you watching quarterback play around the league? Like, that's a lot of why I gave him the 8.5. There is a lot of crap out there.
Same.
You agree, Carter? There is a 100%. Lot of crap.
Settle down, Carter.
Settle down. Yeah, E-Dog.
Let's go to Mike in San Lorenzo. Hey, Mike, what's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
What's good?
I'm doing well, especially after that win from Steph over the Mavs.
Man,
that was a good one. That was crazy. Anyways, off topic, Guru, this ain't grade school. We got a point system. Stiney is in the correct on this one.
A 7?
You got a 2-point grade. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and say last year, me, this year, I want to say Purdy is a 6, 6.5 currently. Last year, he was in that 8, 8.5 range. You got to account for constant picks. He had multiple picks his last year. He had, what, 1 or 2 in the first 6 games? He ended up having, like, 8 or 9 picks throughout the end of the season. This year, how many picks does he have currently? 5 or 6?
7.
Game-wise, 7. My fault. Statistically, he is currently a 7.
Wow,
in the point scale range, Stiney is, in fact, solid on this one, man. I'll go ahead and leave it at that.
Thanks, wow. Mike. Appreciate it. I'll tell you what, San Lorenzo in the house.
I mean, if we want to really break it, you already know people like you already. Some like me more than you and vice versa.
I think most people.
So they're
going to
agree
like
with
you
whatever
more.
You say. You know what I mean? Hey,
oh,
hamburgers
disagree.
Aren't good. They'll call in and say Stiney's
no,
right.
No, no, no. That's not our audience.
It's a cult type of thing. Yes, Stiney, come on, man. They just defend you when they know you're drowning.
That's
Mike
not,
just did
you're
it.
You're not talking about our audience like that because that makes our audience seem like sheep, and they are not sheep.
No, oh, so it's just like you can do no wrong.
You can count on one finger, probably, the people in the Bay Area that say, well, what did Steinmetz say about it? Because that's the right way.
Give
and
me
that
three
one person's
quarterbacks
me.
In the NFC playing better than Brock. I got him
Goff.
To me. Okay, I'll give you that. I want to say Stafford. I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
Sam Darnold.
Lately?
Jordan Love.
Oh, he's missed some games.
Oh, my gosh.
But my point is, it's not a slam dunk. Like, he's not as bad. He's not a 7.
I'm not saying he's bad. A 7's good.
Not
pretty
good. I don't like you.
You know
when you deserve better,
keep it
up. I don't like it.
And it's going down to a 6-5. Keep it up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's have some fun with this today. By the way, 888-957-9570. What, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you giving Brock Purdy this year? This year. What are you giving Brock Purdy
I
on
can't
a scale
wait.
Of 1
yeah.
to 10? By the way, Goo, I'm going to show you something. You're not going to be able to read it, but it is unbelievable. I did a research project last night.
Look,
you see that?
That's incredible.
Okay. I'll hold it up to the...
Great TV show in the past.
There
dude.
You go.
Channel 7.
I have detailed the NBA's big problem.
Because they got a major
the
one.
The NBA stinks. And I'm going to tell you why it stinks. And I'm going to tell you why
you're
this
not by yourself.
Is in
the streets
a lot of
are
trouble.
Talking. They're mad.
And I've got research to back it up.
You
got to
fix
God.
This. We got to have a show. Today's Thursday. How do you not turn it off?
Because I can't. It's not my computer. It like comes. I'm sorry, boss.
We are the oldest show in the country, man.
I can't fix
what do you mean
this?
You can't turn? You can't silence it?
Because it rings over my computer. Even when it's off, I don't... I'm sorry.
Who was it?
It was my daughter.
You should have answered. I answered Geek Squad. You should have answered for you. I can do solo, Stiney. Backyard Boogie for 2 years.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that. 888-957-9570. We're going to have fun today, and I'm going to get you... Your boy Stiney did a great research project. Trust me on that one. This segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Stiney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Color me shocked. Talking about Brock Purdy. He's the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. They're 5-4. Had kind of a disappointing season.
Your man.
His numbers are down.
People
I think he's still doing a nice job.
Please.
Repeat. I still think he's doing a nice job. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving him a 7 this year.
Then you don't think he's doing a nice
That's
job.
That's a nice job, 7.
7.5 at minimum.
Not now.
Can you help me?
And you know
me?
What? And now there's been too much bickering. May go down to 6-5.
No, you're not confident in your 7.
I am very confident in the 7.
Can I read something?
It's okay.
Guru, can you not be Al Bundy today? What's that mean? Al was a working man.
I think that's
man
the married with children
yeah,
show.
Yeah, no doubt. Peg Bundy's husband.
I don't know what it means.
Tell him to write
I
back.
I kind of liked her, though, Peg.
Dude, she was hot.
Well, I didn't say...
And she was Jenna on Sons of Anarchy, too.
Oh. Okay.
Clay's wife, Jenna.
Clay Thompson?
No, Clay.
Who's Clay?
Oh, he was ruthless. Her husband in the bicycle gang. Oh. You've never seen Sons of Anarchy?
No.
On FX? Steiny, my God.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. All right, let's give the show to the people. Who's been waiting the longest? West Oakland Holloway.
Our man.
What's up, West Oakland? How you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. What's up with my dudes, man? Y'all good today?
Oh, we are.
We need your grade.
Yeah, we need your number. Mood.
We need your number, Holloway.
Okay, look. Let me say this about Sons of Anarchy real quick. Steiny, you might like it, but the last two seasons was trash, so don't even waste your time.
All right.
So, you right. I'm agreeing with you. I'm going to roll with you on this one, Steiny. I think you was a little bit nice with I don't know if you gave him a 7 or a 7.5. I think he was a little bit nice. Now, Guru, what, you gave him an 8.5?
8.5.
I know you didn't give him an 8.
I mean, come on, West Oakland, Holloway.
Wait,
it's your call.
Wait, if you gave him an 8.5, what you get Kyler Murray?
I would give him a 9. I'd give him a 9.5. I might even give Kyler a 10. I'm being real. I'm keeping it real, West Oakland Holloway. He's without McCaffrey, and he didn't. Hey, they didn't go undefeated, but he didn't let the ship sink. And what about his leg game? Purdy's leg game is up there, man.
You know why his leg game is like that?
Yeah.
Because he ain't reading the field. So he got to get up out of there. Now, let me ask you this.
Wow.
Because you gave him an 8.5, right?
Yeah.
Is he allowed, when he comes to the line of scrimmage, is he even allowed yet to check out a coverage yet?
I'm going to say no. He can't do that. He's not allowed.
Now, that cost him a point in my book, too.
I wonder why.
Mm.
Well, because everybody else allowed to come to the line of scrimmage. If they don't see what they like, they checking out that coverage.
But not under Kyle. Yeah. It's the Janet Jackson thing, control. Jimmy had to go through, and so does Brock Purdy. I'm with you, man.
Okay, so wait. So you telling me Matt Ryan couldn't check out the line of scrimmage?
That's different.
When he won MVP that year?
That's different. I believe he was allowed to change.
Get him, West Oak.
Okay, but why, though? Why, Goo?
I don't know.
I do. He's not ready. He's not ready.
I'm going to tell you this.
Exactly.
All right,
hey, stop.
West Oakland, let me give you this, and I'll throw it back to you. I believe Kyle was not the head coach. He was the offensive coordinator, and if he wanted to strip Matt of doing that, he couldn't because he had to answer to somebody. Now that he's the head coach, you do it my way or hit the highway. Frank Sinatra, Steiny.
All right, do it my way,
West Oakland. That's the answer.
Appreciate it, West Oakland. I appreciate the support.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, I'll switch him up here. Steiny. Purdy getting an A signing. Lori, let's go to Lori in Phoenix.
She's so reserved, she'll be
We're
fair.
We're talking about one digit.
No, 7 is go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hey, Lori.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So I'm going to agree with Goo because, Steiny, first of all, you're just being you're putting in factors that aren't fair to Brock. First of all, Brock doesn't play special teams.
Wow.
Okay. Secondly, it was pure chaos in the off season. So all I've heard from people who are Brock doubters all along is, let's see how he can do without his Avengers. He's only good because of the Avengers. First of all, you had a kid that walked in off the street, third string, no reps, comes in and takes over the team seamlessly.
Well,
but that's just a miracle because he has receivers. Okay?
Not part of the equation.
But now, let me speak. He now no CMC, thinking he's going to have CMC the whole offseason. There was no prep. They did not know he wasn't going to play week one. Now you throw in Mason. Okay, Mason, another young player who has zero experience. They really didn't miss a beat as far as the run game went. You know, they were able to. But then you've got, you know, Juwan. First you got only Juwan Jennings and Mason. Then you got everybody but that. Then you lose Ayuk. The chemistry with the offense has not been able to be established yet. Brock Purdy is still playing at a high level. Is it perfect? No. But what we wanted to see was what it would look like without the Avengers. So far, Brock is passing that test with flying colors. You couldn't say that about Jimmy G. How many calls did you guys take before Brock Purdy was quarterback, just specifically on the quarterback. You're not getting those calls every day now. Why?
Wow.
Because Brock is so far down on the list of issues with this team that he's not even getting calls.
Wow.
Unless you ask. You got to bring it up. But every other day, it was Jimmy G sucks. Jimmy G's terrible. Oh, my gosh, we need a new quarterback. You have stability at that position. That's where you need. That's the first position you start with. And then everything else has got to get it together. But that's not fair to give Brock a lower number because the rest of the team is not functioning at the level they should.
Lori, there's a saying in the business.
Thank you, Lori.
There's a saying in the business, drop the mic. But since you're on the phone and you killed it,
all
drop your phone, Lori. She killed it and knocked it out the park. Yeah. Round of applause.
She made great points. Thank you, Lori. And
you give me a 7.5.
It all adds up to a 7.
Man, yeah. 12 and 7, huh?
888-957-9570. And you know what? You wonder why I didn't take the photo wearing an Eagles jersey.
Oh, well, that's
Stiney's
right.
An Eagles fan. Of course he's a Purdy hater. What's wrong?
That's okay. Our guy in sack, right?
Let's go to
that's
Bud.
Great.
Bud's in Oakland.
Bud Rock.
Bud going to bail me out or Bud going to pile on? What's up, Bud?
Well, Stiney, if I'm not mistaken, you're a Virgo, right?
Oh.
I'm a what?
Virgo.
Libra.
Yeah, so,
Libra.
Oh, he's late September, so I still got love for him anyway because I'm a September baby myself.
Nice.
But listen, you were kind of right on point there, Stiney, with the 7. I'm kind of right there with you, but then after you giving out his stats, I'm going to have to go 6.5 because you said 12 touchdowns, 7 picks,
yeah.
And I know it's only 8 games, but that is a lot. And, yeah, you guys can say he didn't have this, he didn't have that. But isn't that what we kind of judge quarterbacks on in this league and in the past? Can you elevate guys around you? You know, how can you elevate the level of play of other guys around you when you don't have your superstars? Can you make do with what you have? I mean, we've seen it from Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, at times when Andrew Luck was himself. You know what I mean? We've seen it from guys who've been able to get it done. And, you know, with those stats, I have to give him a 6.5.
Let me ask you. No, hold on, Bud.
Win.
I love it, the explanation. But I just got to double back. What more can he do to you? Like, what's he not doing for you to give him the 6.5 if we can't even bring in stats?
This is the thing. He hasn't won for me. And right now the league is paying guys for what they're doing now. I want the league to pay guys for what they've done. He hasn't done anything. Yeah, he's gotten to the mountaintop, but he hasn't won it. Granted, he's gotten to the mountaintop with Shanahan. Shanahan looks like he can take anybody to the mountaintop, but they're not winning when they get there. So pay the guy when he wins. Don't pay the guy just because he looks good. Who was that? Chris Broussard, one of them was calling Steph Curry the greatest mirage of all time. I bet you he'll eat those words forever.
Yeah.
He'll eat those words forever. So thanks for taking the call, fellas.
Thanks, Bud. You said he's the gummo.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Rob, but he's got a new partner. Broussard. Broussard's doing TV now. He's not doing a radio show with them. It's been about 3 months.
Oh.
Not the same. We love Rob, the gummo. That was great.
He's the gummo.
I just said it.
I know. It's fun to say.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. 888-957-9570 is the number. Who'd you just wave to, by the way?
Our new VJ right here in the new building, a young lady.
Nice.
Awesome. Love her glasses.
Live 105.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. And show's off to a fun start today. We're talking about Brock Purdy. He's quarterback 9 games this year. They're 5-4. We talked about him all offseason. What are you going to pay him? How much are you going to pay him? I'm not very interested in how much you're going to pay him. And I'm willing to say he's the quarterback. They're like, let me revisit the conversation with Nahegan before the day.
I said, hey,
he said, how do you think Purdy's played? I'm like, he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the quarterback the next 3 to 5 years. He hasn't done anything to show me that he's not going to be the quarterback. What would you give him? 7.
I would give the team a 7.
Nah.
Not him
he's
on an individual basis.
The leader of the team.
He doesn't. Okay, what's that mean?
That means
he's not the defensive coordinator or the special teams coach.
Accountability weighs heavier on him.
Okay, this is where you can really tell on yourself here. What would you give Fred Warner?
I'd give him an 8.5.
All right.
I'd give him a 9, 9.5.
You know what, though?
He's been on one wheel for a while.
First of all, he missed a game. Is that correct, or has he played all nine? And apparently, but you're going to give him 9.5.
Well,
even though
I didn't go 9, 9.5. I don't care. Go ahead. What qualms do you have with that grade for him?
Honestly?
Yes.
He had a great start to the season.
Okay.
And you know what? He's been okay the last few games. 8.5.
So the Chief game when he got juked
that's a whole number.
No, dude, Stoney. I know you're not trolling, but like,
did he miss a game?
Okay, let's just
no. Well, listen, if that's part of it,
but you get more credit for not missing the game playing on one wheel.
See, you get less credit if your performance is wanting.
I don't know.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Richie Rich.
Not
in
the
Livermore.
Oh, okay.
No. One of the three of the tri-counties.
Yeah. Tri-City is Newark, Union City, and Fremont.
You probably
Tri-City.
Got that wrong yesterday.
Yeah, it's Tri-City.
I'll try to figure that one out. What's up, Richie Rich?
What's up, fellas? Hey. What's up, Guru Stardy? Hey, this rock, Guru, I'm rocking with you, Guru.
I love
you. You know what? Hey, don't take offense, Stardy, but you're sounding like the new age Ray Ratto on there today, man.
He is the new Ray Ratto, my friend. That is incredible.
Hey, I had a call in. And I normally am on the road, but I had to call in on this from Guru.
Wow.
Hey, this is why I'm going with my guy Guru, okay? I mean, first of all, let's be real. He has not had his weapons, right? And every week it's a different game plan. Why? Because Kyle got to overthink about it. So you got Ayuk 1 week, you got Debo 1 week, you don't have this guy, that guy. He has been immaculate, if you ask me, under those circumstances.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.